BBC Films. Portman Films, the Film Council and BBC Films present, in association with Emmy and Icon Film Distribution. A Starfield production in association with the Take 3 TV Partnership and Chestwigs and Flares Productions.
This is Anita, gorgeous, isn't she? And a natural blonde. This is me, Mina. I'm not blonde, but I've got nice eyelashes. Anita is my best friend in the whole world.
Ow! Mina suddenly grabs Anita by the hair, and the two girls struggle on some rocks by a pool of murky water. They lose their footing and fall in.
I never thought this would happen either. In Jackie magazine, people are always saying stuff like, I love you to death. I never got it, till now, when it's too late.
Film title, Anita and Me.
Anyway, it all began in spring 1972. I live in a village called Tollington, which used to have a mine, but which has now got a very good pub instead. There's loads of places to explore in Tollington. Except for this one place where nobody dares to go because a Yeti lives there. It's this big house, so we call it the Yeti's Big House. We have a dead good shop where Mrs. Ormrod sells everything except high-heeled shoes, which she says are the footwear of Satan and leads to babies left on doorsteps instead of milk. And in case the devil does decide to visit, we've got a brand new vicar with a groovy haircut. We call him Uncle Alan. The grown-ups call him that hippie bugger. I prefer Uncle. And our yard is a hotbed of poptastic action, thanks to a famous rock star living there. You probably recognise him, Perry Nezzo. He has a troubled love life, even though he has a dual pulse electric organ. Fuck off, Ned. I'm sick of you and your friggin' organ. My village is full of merriment, mayhem, and a mysterious monster. And that is why I love living in Tollington, the jewel of the Black Country.
Mina's been reading her diary to her class.
I wrote it on my own, Miss. I got some of the words out of the Reader's Digest.
Yes, Mina. Very...
brilliant. Bold. Busting.
Florid.
Florid. I'll give you florid. And then I saw this shadow in the trees. It was this big shaggy head that blotted out the moon. And yes, it was the Yeti. And I started running and running, but I tripped over a skull or something, and it was getting nearer and ow!
If you spent as much time on your maths homework, we'd have a genius in the family.
This is my mama. She has the face of a princess and the mouth of a teacher. Worse still, she teaches at my school. Which means this is always happening to me.
My star pupil. She goes to Queen Elizabeth's grammar school. She got a scholarship. And she's just done a sponsored swim for the mentally ill.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Blonde. Blonde writer.
A blind doctor. A doctor who treats blind people, or a lawyer.
As Karen leaves, Mina's mum glares at Mina.
Come on! I'm fed up with you messing yourself. Do you think plants grow on trees? Do you?
These are our new neighbours.
Do you?
Mama's managed to avoid them up until now.
Oh, them little tinkers, didn't they?
Yes.
Oi, Deirdre! Get in here! I need an hand in the bedroom!
You can say that again, Sid!
I don't think they'll be invited round for nibbles and tea. That's the Lowbridge family. This happens nearly every week.
Mr. Lowbridge hits his wife.
That's the first time that's happened. The one with hair like Donny Osmond is Sam. But unlike Donny, he smokes and brews his own cider.
It's crossroads with knobs on, ain't it?
All right, Mrs. Kay.
This is Sandy. He's very pretty, but still not married. Maybe it's because she's got ginger hair. I think Neddy said he was colourblind.
On the road by their house, Sam punches his dad.
Nice one, Sam. Don't have him back, Mavis. You here?
Of course you will, the stupid mare. It's her only entertainment getting the shite kicked out of her. Come on, you. In. Get your dad to clean you up. I'm late.
What are you speaking up to now, Deirdre? I'm on late shift today.
Yeah, well, you better get some beauty sleep then, you ugly git.
Hark it, madam. Only just moved here and thinks she felt perfume. So where's your Brenda then?
Oh, she missed the bright lights, you know, so she's gone back to Willingall.
Mama, I'm glad Sam hit his dad. Is that bad of me?
No, Betty. Poor Mrs. Lowbridge. How terrible to have a husband like that.
Yeah, we can't all be hitched at home, aren't you, right? Bye, Mrs. Kai.
See, we have to be twice as good as the English to get anywhere.
This is my papa.
Lying is wrong.
Yes, the film star. And he happens to be married to the princess. So naturally, they spend a lot of time feeling very disappointed with me. I've worked out why.
So adopted.
What did you say? Adopted?
Oh, did I say it? I just meant to think it quietly.
What is wrong with you, huh? Everything is a story or a rude quip.
Stories don't butter your chapati, Biti.
I came second in the school essay competition.
Second? Who came first?
Do you realize that your entrance exam is only 11 months away? Homework.
Papa has a degree in philosophy and has therefore asked the universe some very big questions.
Asked the universe some very big questions about life, death, and meaning. And the universe replied, don't bother. You'll end up as an accountant. You'll speak better English than your boss who can't spell and wears a wig. But we work.
Friends like my stories.
You don't need friends, darling. You have us.
Remember, Mina, education is your passport.
Education is your passport.
Yeah, right. I've already had 6 years of education. So how come I'm not discoing in America with David Cassidy? Or sunbathing in Spain with T-Rex? The furthest I've ever been is a school trip to the sewage works in Dudley. We do get a lot of visitors. Mum and Dad invite round any old Indian they meet in the street to pinch my cheeks till I bleed and eat all the best biscuits. There's loads of them. And somehow, they do all fit in one car.
Bloody hell. What's the next trick?
Hearing Ed and the rest of the neighbourhood look on in disbelief as a host of visitors descend upon the Kumars. Mina's father greets them all warmly, and each of them pinch Mina's cheeks on their way into the house.
Oh, God. Auntie Shyla. Mama says she has a big heart, which Papa says goes really well with her mouth.
Don't you talk to me. Dragging me every time to this bloody jungle place. Dog mess on my sandals and all the inbred staring at us.
Come in. Come in, quickly.
Aman, ki gal?
We've just run over a hedgehog. His cries of pain will haunt me forever.
Hi, bichari! Hi, 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 hi! Salwar kameez kyun nahi paaye aunty davaste, huh?
Pardon, auntie.
La, you see that? You should move near us. Meena could go to Hindi lessons with Pinky and Baby. At least she'd be picking up some decent habits.
Like what? Urinating in telephone boxes or hitting old ladies? I've heard about your estate.
The sky, the trees, is the closest we get to home, Shaila.
Shaila, look at our view.
Beyond Ned fixing his van are rolling fields.
Forget the view, you silly poet. Worry about your daughter. Aajo, Daljit.
There's no place like home. There's no space in my home. I wished for a tornado to whisk me away. And she came. In a world
that's constantly changing. Mina's taken by the dreamy image of a blonde-haired girl appearing from a smoke-filled alleyway. The smoke's pouring from a garden incinerator, and the figure turns out to be Anita. Mina takes in her poise and beauty with an open mouth.
What's your...
Anita's gone.
What was a groovy chick like her doing in Tollington? Maybe she was lost, like me. Here by mistake, waiting for something to happen.
Mina runs through a field of tall grass, stopping occasionally to look about.
I only knew two things. One, Mama and Papa wouldn't like her. And two, I already did.
What's your name? Be my mate. What's your name? Be my mate. What's your name? Be my mate. What's your name?
First sign of madness, Lulu. Talking to yourself.
Sorry, Sam. I didn't see you. Sarah.
She's a bad one. Keep away from her.
Who says she's bad?
Same folk could call me a bastard. Which I am. And they call you something long enough round here. Sticks like shit. You're like a little brown doll, ain't you? Do you know what they call you, Mina?
Sam, can I get off now? I can't pray.
The girl who was lying by Sam leaves. A young girl appears beside Mina.
Who's that?
Nobody.
Anita Rutter, her sister.
Anita Rutter? Even her name is exciting and full of mystery. She's already got a gang called the Wenches.
Come on.
I'm sure they'll let me in once I tell them my special skill. I once got 17 sherbet sauces in my mouth at once.
Oh, it's big enough.
What, like your ass?
That's me dad, that is. He won medals in the war for blowing up cherries.
Oh, yeah? Did he blow up men who weren't called Jerry as well?
Me all slow or just funny?
Don't know. Funny, I suppose. I like your eye colour.
Eye shadow, it's called. Shadow? Yeah, I don't know nothing, do you?
With respect, Mrs. Ormerod, this is the approved church charity for this year. It was voted on. That's how democracy works.
Leave it, lad. You've only raised enough for some tin pineapple and a blanket. How many babies are you going to save with that?
Which is why I'm giving out these, in order to encourage people to give more. Haven't you heard of the Brotherhood of Man?
What about charity begins at home, eh? Away from those sweets, madam. Satan's sticky fingers are not welcome here today. Church roof needs mending. Half the choir got bronchitis last winter. Little black babies or our pensioners struggling with phlegm.
The world is getting smaller, Enid. Don't get left behind.
I visited my daughter in Brighton. I know about the world, thank you. I was the first person in this village to ingest a scallop. If that's what progress tastes like, go out and keep it.
Uncle Alan sets down the Babies in Africa donation tin on the counter.
All right, girls. All right, Mina.
He leaves Mrs. Ormerod's shop.
Mina, chick, didn't see you there. Seen our Julie's latest postcard? Rome, see? Me and Barbara having a lovely time. That's a flatmate. Nice girl, bit hairy. But they seem to have fun. You can tell a person by the company they keep, chick. Know what I'm saying?
Yes, Mrs. Ormerod.
Suppose your dad might like to give something.
We're not African, Mrs. Ormerod.
Oh, no, chick, who is? We started a church roof fund. I'll get a leaflet for your dad. I know he likes reading. Keep an eye out for me a minute, Mina, chick.
As soon as Mrs. Ormerod's gone, Anita and her wenches pinch handfuls of sweets. Dozens of women pour out of their houses as the bus approaches, and Mrs. Ormerod loses sight of Anita and Mina in the crowd, so they're able to make good their escape. They return to their street and feast on their plundered sweets, whilst following Anita's mum, who's on her way home. Anita's younger sister Tracy is waiting outside.
I'm looking for you, Mum. Where you been?
Shopping.
What'd you get, mate?
Window shopping. Get in.
What's for tea, Mum?
Fish fingers.
Oh, I love fish fingers.
Here you are, wench. See ya.
Anita gives Mina some sweets.
She called me a wench. Oh, I wanted fish fingers. So go eat in a restaurant. Have you forgotten I work all day as well?
Oh, can you get the jeep?
Nate has fish fingers all the time.
Yes, well, that's why British kids all have rickets.
Have you even started your homework yet?
Let her eat first. Just ask if you want any help, huh, John?
English food is easy. Just boil till it tastes of nothing. But this is home food, Betty. It doesn't just fill your tummy. Now eat.
She kisses Mina and shoots her husband a despairing look on her way out with some laundry.
Papa?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in the war?
Which war?
The one with the Jerrys.
I didn't fight Germans. Poverty, partition, the British.
Which British? The ones that live here?
They were in our country, in India.
If you didn't like them, then why did you come here?
You will understand when you're older.
Nate's dad's a hero. Medals.
Nobody gave us any medals. finish your dinner and do your homework.
At the Yeti's big house.
They're not normal in there. They even have the bog roll delivered. That soft stuff that doesn't skid.
Who lives there?
Never seen them. But that little un, Jodie Itchin, drowned in their lake years ago. Everyone says it
the
was...
The Yeti?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I seen it.
When?
Anita goes over to the iron fence.
Anita? Anita? Anita, what are you doing?
I'm going in. What's it look like?
No, Anita, you'll die. The Yeti will get you.
I have to get to Anita before the Yeti does. Everyone else is too young, or scared, or fat to save her.
Anita!
She'll have no idea how to handle a man-eating monster. Even now, he might be playing football with her liver, sucking her brains out through her nostrils, wearing her eyeballs as earrings, snapping her fingers off one by one and shoving them into her ears until the blood gushes out.
Don't fall in, wench, or you'll never come up. No buttons, see? And there's ghosts here at night. And they look like Bob Monkhouse, but greener.
I nearly fell in there. Would you have saved me?
I can't swim. No point in both of us dying, is there? I want to die somewhere else. Somewhere better. I ain't meant to be here.
I think that all the time.
I'd try to save you, but I'd save myself first.
Oh.
Good place for our den, our wench. What do y'all think?
Our den? Yeah, Boston.
They look around the overgrown pond.
Anita's not scared about having our den in the Yeti's garden. She said anyone who's seen a mum in a miniskirt ain't afraid of anything. We're perfectly matched because Anita's glamorous and sophisticated and I'm good at tidying up.
They make their den in an abandoned gazebo.
She loves my stories and as long as I keep her laughing, she doesn't punch me. It seems to work quite well.
Now the girls are painting their toenails by the pond.
We're going to get a flat in London on the King's Avenue in Chelsea. We're going to wear high heels, have loads of boyfriends and a pony. We're going to zoom up the new motorway and never come back. It's all planned, it's all ours and it's all perfect.
Anita lies back on Mina's bed and Mina puts aside her diary and does the same.
That sun's been riding hairy and Eddie like a good one. Remember them noises we heard through my bedroom wall?
She didn't seem to like it much. All that crying.
Yeah, I don't know, do you?
Yeah, I do. What?
How people do it. Make babies.
Yeah, I do. Get married and then... Oh, bugger. Oh, you're lying.
Yeah, Mum and Dad have done it.
No, they haven't. They wouldn't. Not like that. They must do it different in India with tubes and an operation.
Everyone does it the same. And yeah, Mum and Dad, do it. A lot.
Mina's mother, who's now heavily pregnant, goes over to Mina's dad. When he rubs her tummy lovingly, Mina pushes aside her dinner plate with disgust.
The Cathy and Claire problem page. Jackie Magazine, London. Dear Cathy and Claire, my mama, Mum, is having a baby. And no one told me, even though they are always on at me to tell the truth. Also, although I have nice hair like Dusty Springfield, I am also coloured. No, I am brown. Will this stop me getting a guy? Ever. Love, confused of Tollington. P.S. Thanks for the article on how to attract boys with Morse code. It has enabled me to contact our local monster, which has proved very useful.
Dear Yeti, how are you? We are fine. Please don't eat us. Love, the wenches.
Now, Uncle Alan's leading an anti-motorway demo.
Uncle Alan says we have to remember that people are born good. Papa thinks we are the choices we make. And Auntie Shayla reckons anyone whose eyebrows meet in the middle will murder you in your bed for a shilling. I don't get why things that are bad for you make you feel great, like sweets and swearing. I asked Uncle Alan what the hardest part of being good was. He said having to turn the other cheek. Hiya, Harry.
Yeah?
I mean, Neddy.
All right, chick.
Can we talk to you about the new motorway?
Oh. Right through good farming land, Ned. They're spending millions bringing us pollution instead of jobs. Just another example of the fat cats ignoring the common man.
Yeah.
But it means I'll get to Birmingham in half an hour, which is brilliant. I've always wanted to play the Moseley Palladium.
Niddy Lump!
Yeah. I've got a 34-inch inside leg. Should be big enough to hold your organ.
Right, thanks for your time. Mina, hello, Bridget.
Walking off, Mina looks over her shoulder at Sandy smooching with Ned.
Hi, Sam. Can we talk to you about the new motorway?
All right, chick. Come in. Let's see cider. Fag.
Uncle Alan steps forward.
I hope, lads. It's the God Squad.
No, Sam. This is about saving this village so that lads like you have a future. Don't you think that you deserve better than this?
Tell you what, Uncle Ellen. The sooner this shithole shuts down, yeah, I'll get rid of all the hairy rockers and old biddy smelling of piss. And the rest of the rubbish, the better. Oh, yeah, remember, Jesus loves y'all.
You'd be brave for him, Uncle Ellen.
If you like. Right. This is the one, kids. I can feel it in my bones.
You don't own me, you know. I come by me bra.
Well, give us some warning in case your bloody village burns down. Get out, back, chow.
Oh, you low bastards.
Right, next house. Coming, Mina.
The fairs come. They're putting it up now.
Yes, yes.
Sorry, Uncle Alan.
Mina's mum spots her from the garden.
Mina, I don't like you hanging around with those girls.
Oh, but then putting the fair, everybody's going.
What is them? And the word is going. Do you know what day it is today?
Yes, Diwali, the festival of light. When Ram came back from exile in the forest.
Yes, do you know what it means?
No, it means you don't get presents like at Christmas.
Oh, presents. So that's what life is about. All this, it's my life, I want my space stupidity. And I have to goo to the bingo selfishness. And you kids eat crisp instead of hot food and nonsense. Mina, we all have obligations. No one is born alone. Have you finished your homework?
Yes, Mama.
Then you can go for 5 minutes. But you have to change your clothes first.
Oh, no, Mama, please.
Mina's wearing Western clothes.
And a letter arrived for you. Who have you been writing to?
Dear Confused from Tarlington. Growing up is a difficult gig. So relax. And hi. Why not help your mum when the new baby arrives? As for getting guys, always smile. Guys won't date a grumpy gal. And look at Michael Jackson. He loves his colour, and so should you. The most important thing is to love who you are and learn how to apply lip liner successfully. Love, Kathy and Claire.
Hiya, Mina.
Hi, Nata. It's our Christmas today.
Oh, we can see that. Did Santa bring you out of those pyjamas then?
They're not pyjamas, lard arse.
Piss off. Oh, that really suits you, Nita. You've got a Marianne Faithfull lip line, you know.
Oh, she has. Me and Nita did this Jackie quiz, How Hot Are You With Boys? Didn't we, Nata? She was steamy and I was sizzling, weren't I, Nata?
I did that quiz. I was a red hot mama.
Oh, she was.
Them lads are watching us. Hey, bingo girls. I'm having a tall one. Right.
Anita goes over to the three fairground workers.
In Jackie, it says you're supposed to play hard to get. And say you like football. Oh, yeah. And tell him he smells nice. Even if he doesn't.
What did he say?
He said he wants to shake the arse off me. Hey, Mina. Do you know what that means? Shake the arse off you. It means he really, really loves me.
Anita goes off with her bloke.
Come on.
His mate chooses another wench. And then the last spotty guy checks out what's left on offer. There's the chubby wench who's flirtatiously playing with her hair, and Mina, who straightens her back and stares at him. He chooses the other girl.
No chance, chicks. You don't do charity work. See you out.
Mina arrives home to find the kitchen a hive of activity.
Hello, Mina,
Betty.
Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali, Betty.
Happy Diwali, Mina.
Carly, you must make a wish, okay?
Well, then I said to her,
I wish I was called Sharon, have blonde hair.
Pajamas, okay? They are shalwar kameez, which we wear in the day. And secondly, you are wearing some hippy dippy cheesecloth rag that we wrap the cows in. You haven't washed your face under all that makeup, and you think I look funny?
You have some strange habits, aren't you, Gordy? Oh,
don't they never take a shower? They just sit in their own dirt and call it bath.
And the way they wash their dishes, hi. Not in running water, in soap.
No rinsing. You know they charge the elder children rent.
Ah, oh, I've heard this too.
They treat their pets better than they treat their children. The woman next door kisses her doggy.
Sheesh!
Which is more than she does with her husband, who has gone, by the way.
Gone? Where?
Gone. This man called Kenneth, who wears tank tops and those show-everything trousers, has moved in. The other night, this Kenneth person turned up. Meena, Betty, why don't you take some nibbles through to your uncle's? Go on. Go on.
Anyway. So there I was at Paddington Station. £5 in my pocket, nowhere to sleep. And then I heard someone shout, "Oh, Praji, tu si kithe ja rahe ho?" And I look up.
It was me.
Ah,
it was the first time we met, huh? I thought, you know, save a brother from knocking on the doors. You know, no blacks, no Irish, no docks. I told him this means us. And he said, "What? Now we're blacks all of a sudden?" Yeah, and I said,
Aman, you saved me.
What, instead of that gory in the cat suit trying to pick you up at the platform?
There you are. She was just being friendly.
No, they're all friendly, yeah? Until you want to meet their family.
Meena, go and play in the kids' room.
Ja-ja.
Bug off, you two.
Later, everyone's together in the living room. The women dance in the centre while Meena bashes spoons and the men sit cross-legged on the floor and play keyboards and drums. Now a boy is singing with a cushion over his face. Identical twins, Pinky and Baby, are doing a dance.
Very good, very good.
I'm so proud of you.
Meena also has many skills. Meena, do something clever.
I can read you a short story I'm going to send to Jackie Magazine.
Story? Very unusual.
Web of Dreams by Meena Kumar. Shantau was a looker with long, shapely legs and dreamy eyes. The first time she saw Brett Clifton, she knew she fancied him like mad.
Meena, that... What about a nice song?
What about the Punjabi one we know?
Huh? Ah, come on, Meena, give it a clap. Come on,
Meena takes to the floor.
My puppy Mary Gutteran Grey. My puppy Mary Kutanakari.
La, she sings Punjabi with a Birmingham accent.
Nay, Meena, come on, you must learn how to sing your own songs.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, that's why I sing, gimme that ding. Gimme that ding.
Groovy. That was a real jam in.
Fantastic.
So sweetly done. So modern. Where did you learn this song, Betty?
Off the radio. It's brilliant. It's my favourite at the moment. I could just shag the arse off it.
Later, Meena's gazing longingly at the fairground from her bedroom window.
The whole world's having a party. Except for me. Even the Yetis come out of the woods again to dance to Papa's music.
Maybe Punjabi and Yeti language are very similar. If he can have fun, so can I.
The Yeti is a man in a sleeveless fur coat who stands on the edge of the woods. Now, having changed into her Western clothes, Mina shimmies down a drainpipe to the ground. She peeks through a window, then creeps off towards the fairground.
Royal family, I don't think we have to bring our queen into this, do you?
Please, let's calm ourselves. We are none of us seduced by Maya, as you call it, the illusion of wealth.
Everyone stares at Uncle Alan.
What I'm saying is, we don't care about the money.
Oh, yes, we do, Alan. We've a leaky church roof to mend.
Over my dead body. Trying to take over the church. Like a little Hitler.
Some of our dead husbands fought Hitler, so hippies like you could swan around in improper trousers.
Gentlemen, ladies, please.
At least we are a respectable family. We know how to do things the right way.
And what is that, Sheila? Big expert, you tell me.
Fascist.
Heathen show.
Sweeper.
Enough, please. I can't bear it. My heart will burst with anguish. Please stop. Stop.
There's a solution, Mr. Kay. I've talked to Anita Rutter just now. Let's see if the stories match up, eh? Remember, Mina? God is watching. My God is, anyway.
Mina, the truth.
Mrs. Ormrod went into the back to get a postcard. Pinky grabbed the tin and hid it down baby's bib. Honest.
Mina opens her eyes and gazes up at the adults. Mrs. Ormrod looks taken aback.
Seems I owe you an apology, Mina.
Hi, Ram.
What next? Boyfriends, babies, bees in your head and smoking the pot. Do you remember who you are, do you?
Charlotte, easy. Cut. Easy, oh, easy, easy.
Don't be hard on them. They've been missing. Okay.
Satisfied? I'm so sorry.
Auntie Sheila has been my best friend since I was your age, Mina. She chose my wedding sari. She fed me when my papa died. She held my hand when I was having you. Is your Anita going to hold your hand when the dark days come? Is she? Is she?
Daljeet, leave her. It's done.
You are not to see that girl again. Understand?
Yes, Mom.
I have sent a note to Anita to tell her the terrible news about the ban. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to write. And when she reads it, she's going to feel like me, chopped in half.
After writing her diary by torchlight under the covers, Mina takes the torch to the window and flashes Morse code towards the woods.
It's not fair. We're both under the same sky, but so far apart. Even the Yetis abandoned me. Can life get any worse? Well, it can. Not only am I wearing pink and green together.
Mina!
But Mama's decided I need saving and is taking me to a temple.
Shall I put your other on?
She's only just passed a test. I'd better start praying now.
Mina's mum stops on a hill, over-revs the engine, then starts to slide back towards a line of traffic. She pulls on the handbrake in the nick of time.
Mina, just get out of the car and tell everybody to move back, okay?
No, Mama, please.
Mina, do it now,
please.
Okay? Mina!
So embarrassing.
You know some people have nightmares about walking around naked.
Sorry.
Me mum's rolling back. Could you help? In my nightmares, I'm always dressed exactly like this.
The motorist looks at Mina's shalwar kameez, smiles, then releases his handbrake.
Ta, busty night.
On the bus behind, the conductor's Indian.
Puri gaddi rukhi hoya, chhati kar.
Sorry. Move back!
He gestures to the driver.
It's going very well. I've obviously impressed everyone on that bus. This is a piece of cake.
Sorry, missus. My mum's rolling back. Ciao.
Stupid wogs. You'd stick to donkeys, shouldn't you? Stupid bloody wogs.
Mina backs away from the old woman. Now in the temple, she washes her hands in the sink, then pulls the plug and dries them on a towel. She's wearing her scarf around her head.
I had lots of questions ready to ask God, but once I got there, I couldn't remember a single one. Mina? And anyway, I didn't think I was the one who needed saving anymore.
Mina? Mina stands in line with her mother and the other worshippers. The person at the front of the queue kneels, bows their head respectfully before a shrine, then moves on. Later, Mina's mum pulls up outside a girls' school.
That could be you in September. Such a good school. They even teach you fishing? It's lacrosse.
Well, French isn't important. Sciences are better.
But I'm good at English.
Then Mrs. Rutter arrives back with a dog.
Penny!
You're rocking off me tricycle, Crispy Bears. Is he dead in?
No.
Right, and I'll stop long then. Here. Aww. Look, that side don't give you nothing.
Hello.
It looks like a woolly rat. I'll woolly rat you in a minute, Mardy Gob. He's not yours anyway. Couldn't look after anything. Every hamster, every goldfish, they all then belly up with you, didn't they? God knows what it'd be like if you have kids.
Shame you, dude.
You what? I left school to have you. No one's born a mother Nita. Find that out one day.
Hello. Hello, doggy.
Do you like him, chick?
Oh, we love him. What's he killed?
Nigger.
Hello, Nigger.
Nita never cries. It's one of her rules.
Later, the girls are at the den.
But she stopped laughing at my jokes.
Nita.
It's hard being the talented older child that never gets the presents. It's time we got what we deserved.
Mrs. Ormrod gives Pinky and Baby some lollies.
Thank you.
Oh, they like little dolls, ain't they? Just like my Julie when she was little. Apart from the hair oil, of course. Is that special oil or just like chip pan stuff?
Jasmine oil, I think.
Jasmine, fancy. No sweets today, Anita Rutter.
It's your share, my Mrs. Ormrod.
Look, we've taken over the fund. No more African babies. Church committee executive decision. Contributions welcome, chick.
Actually, Mrs. Ormrod, my mum wanted some Brillo.
Oh, Brillo, right, you are. Oh, I wanted to show you my Julie's latest postcard. She's been to a Greek island, no less.
While Mrs. Ormrod goes through to the back, Mina steals the collection tin off the counter.
Me and Barbara doing what comes naturally in our favourite place, Lesbos.
You could buy a pony with this.
It's for you, all of it. I did it for you, Nita. God will punish us, Mina, baby.
If you tell you are dead, get it.
It's your family with the bad blood, yours. Letting your daughter run around like a wild animal. Oh, she can swear, but she can't speak one word of Punjabi. There wasn't any swearing, just the stealing, like I mentioned.
And we knew you before you came here. Now you come to England and act like royal family.
I don't think we have to bring our queen into this, do you?
Please, let's calm ourselves. We are none of us seduced by Maya, as you call it, the illusion of wealth.
Everyone stares at Uncle Alan.
What I'm saying is, we don't care about the money.
Oh, yes, we do, Alan. We've a leaky church roof to mend.
Over my dead body. Trying to take over the church. Like a little Hitler.
Some of our dead husbands fought Hitler, so hippies like you could swan around in improper trousers.
Gentlemen, ladies, please.
At least we are a respectable family. We know how to do things the right way.
And what is that, Sheila? Big expert, you tell me.
Fascist.
Heathen.
Show off.
Sweeper.
Enough, please. I can't bear it. My heart will burst with anguish. Please stop.
There's a solution, Mr. Kay. I've talked to Anita Rutter just now. Let's see if the stories match up, eh? Remember me, Ina? God is watching. My God is, anyway.
Mina, the truth.
Mrs. Ormrod went into the back to get a postcard. Pinky grabbed the tin and hid it down Baby's bib. Honest.
Mina opens her eyes and gazes up at the adults. Mrs. Ormrod looks taken aback.
Seems I owe you an apology, Mina.
Hi, Ram.
What next? Boyfriends, babies, bees in your head and smoking the pot. Do you remember who you are? Do you?
Charlotte, easy. Cut. Easy, easy,
get easy. Out. Hold on. Anything missing? Okay.
Satisfied? I'm so sorry.
Auntie Sheila has been my best friend since I was your age, Mina. She chose my wedding sari. She fed me when my papa died. She held my hand when I was having you. Is your Anita going to hold your hand when the dark days come? Is she? Is she?
Daljeet, leave her. It's done.
You are not to see that girl again. Understand?
Yes, Mom.
I have sent a note to Nata to tell her the terrible news about the ban. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to write. And when she reads it, she's going to feel like me, chopped in half.
After writing her diary by torchlight under the covers, Mina takes the torch to the window and flashes Morse code towards the woods.
It's not fair. We're both under the same sky, but so far apart. Even the Yetis abandoned me. Can life get any worse? Well, it can. Not only am I wearing pink and green together...
Mina!
But Mama's decided I need saving and is taking me to a temple.
So put the other button.
She's only just passed a test. I'd better start praying now.
Mina's mum stops on a hill, over-revs the engine, then starts to slide back towards a line of traffic. She pulls on the handbrake in the nick of time.
Mina, just get out of the car and tell everybody to move back, okay?
No, Mama, please!
Mina, do it now!
Please.
Okay? Mina!
So embarrassing!
You know some people have nightmares about walking around naked.
It's all right. Me mum's running back. Ciao.
In my nightmares, I'm always dressed exactly like this.
The motorist looks at Mina's shalwar kameez, smiles, then releases his handbrake.
Ta, busty night.
On the bus behind, the conductor's Indian.
Sorry.
Move back!
Uncle...
He gestures to the driver.
It's going very well. I've obviously impressed everyone on that bus. This is a piece of cake.
Sorry, missus. My mum's rolling back. Ciao.
Stupid wogs. You should stick to donkeys, shouldn't you? Stupid bloody wogs.
Mina backs away from the old woman. Now in the temple... She washes her hands in the sink, then pulls the plug and dries them on a towel. She's wearing her scarf around her head.
I had lots of questions ready to ask God, but once I got there, I couldn't remember a single one.
Mina?
And anyway, I didn't think I was the one who needed saving anymore.
Mina?
Mina stands in line with her mother and the other worshippers. The person at the front of the queue kneels, bows their head respectfully before a shrine, then moves on. Later, Mina's mum pulls up outside a girls' school.
That could be you in September. Such a good school. They even teach you fishing?
It's lacrosse.
Well, French isn't important. Sciences are better.
But I'm good at English.
We do, all Indians are. But it's nice to have a hobby.
But Mama, what if I don't get in?
Of course you will. That's why we left everything and came here. No pressure, Beatty.
I have realised I now have enough pattern to create something truly busting. So, I have started writing professionally, and my pen name shall be Sharon de Beauvoir.
The wenches walk past the house.
I may not have consumption yet, but like all the great writers, I'm lonely and different.
Why don't we have flowers in our garden? Or a fountain or gnomes?
Because this isn't an amusement park. It's earth, it's alive. And we can eat everything that grows here. Where I grew up, I pulled sugarcane from the fields for my breakfast. I squirted milk straight from the goat into my tea. We had a cobra underneath the peepal tree. And peacocks on the roof.
A cobra? Peacocks?
We were a bad combination back there. Too much brain and no rich parents. At least here there are no bribes to pay to get by and no peacocks.
Mina watches as her mum looks away sadly. Later, Mina's mum's hanging a colourful pink sari on the washing line when Mrs. Rutter appears from nowhere.
Right, Mrs. Kay?
Yes, fine, Mrs. Rutter. Sorry, you scared me.
Lovely weather, right?
Yes, lovely.
So I suppose you're used to it coming from Pakistan.
India. We're from India. Anyway, please excuse me.
I was wanting a word with you, actually, about Anita. Have you stopped your Mina from playing with her?
Well, you know children, they swap and change friends sometimes. It's nothing to worry about.
Is it because you think we're not good enough for you? Is that what you think?
Anita is welcome at our house anytime, Mrs. Rutter.
Yeah, well, that's okay then. Because, see, my Anita, she may act tough, but, well, they all need the mates, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So we can only do our best, us women, aye? Tough tits, though, ain't it?
Very tough tits, yes.
Right.
With a bruised cheek, the peroxide Mrs. Rutter teeters away. Later, Tracy arrives with a note for Mina.
Go!
Mina looks back into her house nervously before allowing Tracy to drag her onto the street. They see Mrs. Rutter getting into a delivery van and driving off. In distress, Tracy starts to sob and Mina reads out the note.
I have to find some happiness before I get too old and everything sags. Love ya, Mom. She's about happiness with one P. Sorry, Mama. I know I'm not supposed to say them. Anita's mama's gone off with a butcher called the King of Sausages, Cannock Branch, leaving Anita's dad to look after her and Tricer.
This is only because the girls have no mother. Hmm?
Yes, Mama. Thanks, Mama.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Hi, Anita, wench.
Am I wearing blusher?
Might be.
Hello, Anita, darling. Where is Stacy?
Our Trice didn't want to come.
Oh, okay. Mina, I don't know what's happened to your papa. Take Anita through to the dining room.
Where's that? TV room.
Did papa's here? Daljeet, dekho, apna banda hai. Batra sahab, my wife, Daljeet.
Namaste.
Namaste, ji.
We've seen you working on the motorway.
Yeah, Hanji. I met your sister, is it? Shaila ji. Is she here?
No, we haven't seen Shaila for a while.
Tusi khane le khade ho? Nahi ji, mujhe jana hai, kaam bahut
hai. Kyun kaam? Kaam ka kya baat hai? Aao na,
very nice. I'll come another time.
Blimey, what happens if you're not hungry?
Then I'm in big trouble.
What's that?
Call it matar paneer. It's cheese with peas.
Cheese and peas? Together?
Go on, try it.
Mm. Now this is Buna chicken. You've had chicken before, haven't you?
What's that stuff around it then?
Oh, it's a... Diljit?
Gravy. Tomatoes, onions, garlic.
What's garlic?
Later, Anita's tucking into fish fingers while everyone else eats the Indian food with their hand.
Ah, ain't y'all got knives and forks?
Actually, in all the top restaurants, this is how they eat, with the fingers. Only common people use knives and forks.
Honest?
Oh, yes. Cutlery is square now in London.
And so, it finally happened. Anita and me broke bread together. Well, fish fingers anyway.
God. Darling.
You know, there are some places in the world where if you do a burp, it shows that you've really enjoyed the meal.
Absolutely. It's a compliment, really.
Anita brings one up.
You're welcome, Anita.
Later, in Mina's room.
So, what you been up to then?
Nothing.
Have you all been down to the den? So what do you want to do now? Have you heard from your mum? Oh, them are,
This is Boston stuff. These are like a fab mini dress, if you cut the bottom off. I'll run look at these. Better than that Sally's packs of Bieber scarves. Can I?
Yeah.
Mina spots a love bite on Anita's neck.
What happened?
What do y'all think?
Does it hurt?
It's supposed to.
Well, whoever did it, I hope you hit him back.
Soft girl. I gotta go.
Nate, I don't. I do love you, you know.
Get off. Are y'all a lesbian or something?
Anita hesitates in the doorway.
It's just someone's waiting for me.
Can I come?
No, not this time, wench.
Absolutely wonderful evening.
Sham, I will come again.
You have
again.
To, you of have to come again. Come of course. Again. Good night, Anita.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Nate coming round to dinner last night. Changed our look. Papa got news of his promotion. And he celebrated in the usual way.
Bugger!
By making a mess. We'd all been wishing for things to change. And they did. In an instant.
Have you seen this?
Uncle Alan shows them a newspaper, which upsets Mina's mum, and she runs upstairs.
Daljeet? Daljeet?
Mina goes over and unfolds the paper. The front page headline reads, Violent Attack in Tollington, and shows a picture of Mr. Batra, the man they had to dinner the night before.
Every time I see you, I end up wanting to say sorry. But it's not enough. Is it, Mina chick?
Later, Mina's lying awake in bed, listening to her parents. Mina goes to the landing and looks downstairs. Soon after, she creeps through the living room and sees her mother sitting on the kitchen floor with her back to the wall. While Mina's dad quietly picks up pieces of broken crockery, her mum sits gazing tearfully out of the window.
It is the same sky, isn't it? My mother, my two sisters, my Marcy, my cousin brothers, servants. We had servants to help. They left him in a ditch like a dog.
Mr. Kumar goes to comfort his wife while Mina watches them from the doorway.
I'm here. I'm just so tired. It is the same sky, isn't it, Shum?
He draws her towards him, and she weeps against his arm. Mina continues to watch her parents silently. Now it's daytime, and Mina's standing in front of her class.
My grandmother has lived in a small Indian village the whole of her life, until 2 months ago. We call her Nanny Ma, as she is my mum's mum. She looks like my mum. Except she's browner and more creased, Come on.
Because Nanny Ma is so special, she's even brought Mama and Auntie Shaila back together. Unfortunately. My mum says when Nanny Ma was a girl, she looked just like me. After all the pretend relatives, finally a real one. She hasn't even pinched my cheeks yet. This is a very good sign.
Okay, everybody. The paneer.
In India, old people are considered very special and very wise.
Nanny Moore slurps her tea from a saucer.
She doesn't say much or speak any English, but somehow we all understand her perfectly. Nanny Ma's also helped my mum a lot with my brother. Sunil is eating a lot better and has finally learned to share his food. Nanny Ma seems to have got used to Tollington. Probably because she comes from a village too.
She gives a neighbour a cheeky wave.
It is fun having her around and I hope she stays for a long time.
Right, Mina. But you did know this week's essay was my best friend and not my best granny.
You never say when my work is good, Mrs. Rowbottom. Why not? Don't you like me?
Now, don't be silly. Sit down.
Mina remains where she is and stares steadily at the teacher. All the other children turn to look at Mrs. Rowbottom, who lets out a sigh.
It was good, Mina.
The 5 Ks of the Sikhs are Kanga, Kara, Kesh, Capture, and...
With the rest of the family over?
My nan's here on holiday.
On holiday? In Tollington? That's a good one.
Sam leans in close.
First time I got you on your own, without Nita.
I'm not on my own.
Come out the way, Sam.
Not yet, you ain't.
Shit! My God. Jesus Christ!
When one of the guys pulls a knife, Nanny Mar draws a dagger.
Oh, yeah. The 5th K. Kirpin. Dagger.
Oi! Leave it.
All right. Calm down. Amazing.
Oh, is this your nan, Mina? I heard she was coming over.
Yes, Mrs. Ormerad.
Welcome to England. Not too cold for you here, I hope.
Tell the silly bitch I'm not deaf, will you?
Does she speak English, Mina chick? Because your mum and dad speak it lovely, don't they?
Tell her I speak 4 languages fluently and that she needs some dental work.
She speaks 4 languages fluently and she does kung fu.
Oh, you should bring her to the village fight tomorrow. Fight. The fight. It's traditional round here.
Okay.
Now, Nanny Mar singing to Sunil and Mina in bed.
I like your songs, Nanny Mar. They like my stories. They fill up a hole somewhere, like, after a big dinner. Nita's my best friend. She's been a bit busy at the moment, but she said she'd like to meet you. Can you tell me a story, Nanny Mar? About India.
The old lady's fallen asleep. Now a banner for the Tollington Summer Fete.
The fight was just the same as it always was. As usual, Carl Rowbottom had the only wash he gets all year. And as usual, Papa won at the tombola, but wasn't very impressed with his prize. Nanny Mum got into the spirit of the occasion, and her English is coming on nicely. And Sandy tried to flog her weird stuffed toys, which looked like they'd been in a really bad car crash.
The devil's beasts of yesterday. Gross mutations of our Lord's wondrous creatures.
But the toys weren't the only thing Sandy had been stuffing.
Are you going to buy one so we can marry before she has the baby? You can save us all from hell.
And finally, there's the reason I'd bother to turn up. Nita, I've been looking for you everywhere, and I called for you.
Do you want a free ride?
That's when things started going wrong.
We have managed to raise £40 today, so give yourselves a big clap. Whoa! Yeah.
Mina gets on a pony.
I know you all have a lot of questions.
Who's getting all the blading money then?
Sam and his gang ride up on their motorbikes.
It's him. It is.
Okay. Okay. Well, as you know, the Babies for Africa appeal began this year.
Mrs. Ormerod grabs the mic.
As head of the fundraising committee, we've decided that this year's takings go to the Tollington Methodist Church Roof Fund.
Bloody rubbish, the lot of you. Church roof? What's that going to do for us, eh? What about us?
You're right. Let's set up a meeting to see what we want to do with the money.
Yeah, I'll do nothing except talk, Uncle. Giving everything away to some darkies we never met. This is our patch. Not a wog's end out.
Yeah, you tell him, Sam. Yeah, shut up, Sam. You don't speak for me, son.
Well, yeah, said, shut it, you silly sod.
Oh, he's dead odd, that Sam Lowbridge.
Yeah, that's what Nita says.
Shut up, he's dead romantic. Last week, he bought me a fish supper.
When did y'all start courting, then?
That night we went packy bashing. Y'all know that packy from the motorway? He was at the bus stop in a suit. Dead funny. I didn't do much, I just held Sam's chips, like. But the stupid packy didn't do anything back. He just stood there and took it.
Mina turns and looks at her friend.
Come on!
In a flashback, Sam and his mates are violently kicking Mr. Batra on the ground while Anita stands by and watches. In the present, Mina looks away.
And then we kiss with tongues and everything.
A flashback to Anita standing on tiptoes to kiss Sam. Mina giddies up the pony and turns it to face the wenches. Anita hops down from a fence and squares up to her. Mina takes off and charges towards Anita, and she falls to the ground just like Mr. Batra. With her eyes closed, Mina rides towards the stage, while images of Mr. Batra's beating run through her mind. Then she falls off the pony and crashes to the ground. Mr. Batra lies motionless, while Anita dumps her chip papers on him, then walks off.
Just a sprain, Diljit.
She could have been killed, Sham. She wouldn't even tell me how it happened. She's full of secrets. Why? Is it our fault?
We could find out.
I'm scared of reading that. It's silly, isn't it?
We might find out that our daughter wasn't the one that we planned for.
Oh, she's a rubber.
Nanny Mar says, don't read it. Her dreams are her own. And after considering for a moment, Mr. Kumar closes Mina's diary. Have you told her I'm leaving?
No, Mataji, I haven't told her yet. She will miss you.
In bed, Mina opens her eyes, then closes them again.
Our village was very modern. Electricity, flush toilets, BBC on the radio.
Nanny Ma, how can we speak in English?
Shh, listen, Jangli, and you will learn something. Did your mama tell you about the cobra under the peepal tree? The peacocks? Did you know I went to school? I could read and write. I made your mama go. Never did we think we were less than men. Often we were more. Cooking, caring, teaching, fighting. I bore 4 children and looked after 10 others in the family. The land fed us. Then the English soldiers came and only stones rained from the sky. Nothing we owned was ours anymore, not even our names, our breath. We lost everything and moved to Delhi. Your mama's schooling spoiled. We started again. Are Baba, What is there to fear if you've already lived so many lives? And how many more to come, Meena? How you live them is up to you.
Meena sits up suddenly in bed and discovers she's alone. On her pillow, she finds some strands of Nanny Mar's long grey hair.
Nanny Mar left 2 weeks ago and took all her stories with her. I don't know if I'll ever see her again. So I'm revising very hard for my entrance exam and trying to write a story of my own.
She looks at the mess outside the Rutter's house.
And now the summer's well and truly over, I prefer to be at home. When I fell from that pony, I stared into the jaws of death. Or should it be the hooves of death? Anyway, since then, I have become quite deep. Spraining my ankle has actually cleared my head. And the more I write, the worse I feel. But I have to do it to keep going, like everyone else. Yes, since my accident, which I shall call the sprain of destiny, I have finally grown up.
Turning into a side street, Meena sees Anita and the two other wenches coming towards her holding hands. She stops in her tracks and exchanges a long, uncomfortable look with Anita before carrying on towards the girls. Meena ducks as they charge towards her, but they run on past. At home with her books, she's confronted by Pinky and Baby.
Ah, get good rest tonight, Betty, huh?
And have some almonds and milk. It's brain food.
Who's so proud? Can I put this down now?
No.
What are you doing?
Oh, this. Well, radiators increase value of the house.
Queen Elizabeth's is just round the corner from us, so when you pass, you can come and be our neighbours.
If I pass, me both ki ame no joro.
Hi. When did she learn to speak Punjabi? Give big clap for our very almost good grammar school girl.
Did she learn from you?
No. Yeah. Nanny Ma taught you.
Come on.
Now I'm back in Connaught Place in Dilruba Coffee House. A chiffon suit, remember?
Hi. You know, that is where your papa used to read his poems to your mama and won her heart.
And he even published a book.
Ah, you know, I was Delhi College champion runner. Huh? Your uncle, Aman, he won prizes for his paintings. You kids. You don't know what we were. Come on, Aman. One last dance to wish our luck before we go. Come on,
Aman.
The whole family start dancing around Meena. A man is taken unwell.
Easy.
Hospital and come straight back, and you call Sandy if you need anything, and don't open the door to anyone, okay?
Yeah, hold him.
While the family bundle Aman into their car, Meena goes back inside and locks the door behind her. She looks into the quiet, empty house, then takes a few steps backwards. Sinking to the floor with her back to the wall, she gazes out of the kitchen window, just like her mother did before. Day turns to night, and Meena's still sitting on the floor. She gets up and walks through the house.
A right-angle triangle is always 90 degrees. The distance between two railway tracks is exactly 4 feet, 9.5 inches. Peace off! Leave me alone!
Tracy's at the door.
Go away, Tracy.
You've got to help Nita.
I don't care. I've got my exam tomorrow.
She's in a big house. Woodson is killing her.
In her nightie, Tracy runs through the dark woods with Meena just behind her. Their sprint ends abruptly in a clearing where Sam is having sex with Anita. After a few thrusts, Sam steps back and does up his flies. Anita's lying flat on her back, motionless except for the rise and fall of her chest as she breathes.
Anita! Anita!
Bug off, Trace.
I hate you.
Oh, hey! You little sod!
I'm going to kill you, Tracy.
Come here, you...
This ain't your patch anymore, pisser.
Come here.
And Sam's mine. We're engaged. Look.
That's the ring off a coat can.
Yeah, well, he's saving up, innit? Because Sam's going to live with me in the flat in London.
There ain't no flat in London, you pathetic cow.
Not yet.
Never, Anita.
Anita turns away and sits down on a rock.
You're going to leave me. Just like everybody else. I hate you.
Anita, I'm going to write about us. You'll be famous one day, I promise.
That pack he'd be duffed up. He wasn't anybody. You're not like the others.
I am the others!
Ow! Get off of me!
The two girls fight on the slippery rocks, then fall into the pond. Air bubbles ripple out on the black surface, but there's no sign of the girls. Until one of Anita's white patent buckle shoes bobs to the surface. Suddenly, gasping for breath, the girls break through the surface. Anita can't swim. She flails her arms about and struggles to keep hold of Mina. Mina manages to break free and swims to the edge, but Anita's blonde head disappears under the water again.
Thing that could save us. And he came.
Is the Yeti man.
The Yeti plunged into the bottomless pool, the water murky with memories and betrayal, to save the girl who broke hearts and couldn't swim.
He comes up for air, then dives back down again, while on land, Mina sinks to her knees. The Yeti resurfaces with Anita in his arms.
He handled her lifeless body like a toy in his huge hands, not sucking her blood, as I'd always feared, but forcing the life back into her. If he hadn't have come, I wouldn't have believed in anything. He saved both of us, Anita and me.
The next day, the Kumars are fussing around Mina outside the girls' school.
Everyone, how is she going to remember anything after that shock? Mina, you tell the examiner you're late because you nearly died, okay?
Tell them you saved someone's life. It's worth a few extra marks.
It wasn't me.
No more lies. About anything. There's no need. We're so proud of you. Whatever happens, understand?
We are. And ask him if you can keep your hat on.
Mina tosses her hat to her mother, blows her parents a kiss, then runs up to the school.
I didn't tell anyone about the Yeti. No one would have believed me. The local paper called me a pint-sized heroine. Actually, it was pint-sized dusky heroine. I thought the Yeti would like that. Everyone said that Anita's recovery was a miracle. And then Anita's mom came and took her away for a while.
Mina, hurry up, we'll be late for the wedding.
My exam results come today. And this is the last page of my diary. So the sprain of destiny strikes again. It's weird that Anita is on every page, but she'll never get to read it. I think that's called irony. Or is it satire?
At Sandy and Harry Neddy's church wedding.
This song. Isn't it Chickadee Dip?
We should have waited for the post to arrive.
It won't change anything now. Die's cast.
I'm not afraid to die. Not anymore. I've been on the other side. And now I laugh in the face of danger.
Aman, you had chronic indigestion, that's all. You burped in the face of danger.
Wearing a white suit, Ned waits expectantly. Behind him, the pregnant Sandy is led down the aisle by her father, whom she kisses before joining Ned in front of Uncle Alan. The congregation sits.
Christ calls you into union with him and with one another. I ask you now,
typical
in the
English
of God,
wedding, boring, no food, bride up the
to duff. Declare your interest. Which in normal English means, Nedwell, do you really dig this glorious woman here? Does she set your senses on fire? Fill you with the inspiration that makes Dylan write songs? Bring the kind of peace that could turn bombs into flowers?
You are.
Come on, Neddy, help me out here. Does she float your boat, man?
Oh, oh bloody battalion.
Woo! Woo!
Mina, sit down.
Shyla, shut up.
Sandy, is Neddy the cream in your coffee? The riff to your rhythm? A flower in your hair?
The biking in me back?
Why not? Is he the man that you can share the secret with? The one that we all know, but find so hard to believe? That without love, we're all really nothing.
He's an Ido.
Mate, Uchik.
So in the sight of all our gods, I now pronounce you two groovy people, man and wife. All right, Tollington.
Ned gives Sandy a hug and kicks out his leg with joy. The Kumar smile at the happy couple. Suddenly, everyone notices Uncle Alan, who shed his minister's white collar and is now wearing a beaded crucifix over a waistcoat. He goes up to Mina's mum and kisses her on the cheek.
I will say your namastes to India. Shanti, Mr. K.
Mr. Kumar is shocked. The congregation hurry outside after the minister and see his hippie camping van all packed and ready to go. He climbs into the driver's seat. He gives them a wave, then drives off. At home.
Hi, Bhavan, it's here.
Mina looks at the letters on the mat. She puts one letter aside, then opens the other one up. As she quickly reads through it, her family wait with bated breath.
Yes!
Yes!
Her father takes the letter.
Dear Sharon de Beauvoir, congratulations, we have decided to publish your short story, The Spring of Destiny, yours faithfully, Jackie Magazine. What is this, Jackie Magazine?
Mina's mum grabs the other letter and opens it. As she reads it, she gasps and covers her mouth.
Hi.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Come on, she tried her best, so what?
You passed. Mina, you passed.
The wedding reception in the village hall.
This is where stories usually end, right? A nice wedding, a good exam result, and they all live happily ever after. But you can't have a happy ending when the person you really miss is missing.
Most people are up dancing while Ned and his band sing on stage. A man lifts Auntie Sheila over his shoulder and puts her down and gives her a kiss.
An original composition called Burning Skull of Pain. Right, well, we've got a bit of a treat for you now. Mr. Kumar and his friend, they're going to come and sing a traditional wedding song from the Punjab. Come on now, Mr. Kumar!
Mina's dad and Aman take to the stage.
Penso che ho sogno cose non dritto ni madio.
Mina's mum looks surprised.
Incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito.
Nina laughs and sinks her head. Ned's band joins in, while most of the other guests get up and dance. Sitting at a table, Nina spots Tracy Rutter helping herself to the wedding buffet and goes over for a quiet word. Tracy nods at Mina. Then moments later, Mina's running down the street towards her house. In her room, she picks up her diary from the bed, then hurries over to Anita's house with it.
Mia! I know you're in there. I'm moving away next week. I did it. I passed. And I'm glad. Can't you be glad for me?
Anita's on the other side of the door, crying.
Nita! We can't be mates anymore. Not now. But I'm glad we were, you know, wenches together. Look.
She posts her diary through the letterbox and Anita takes it. Mina takes a step back, but continues to stare at the door. Then, after a while, she turns and goes. Inside, hugging the diary, Anita sinks down onto her haunches.
Hope you've got lots of Tupperware, Delty. The kitty party circuit in Walsall are simply holding their breath for your puddings.
We can take the new motorway back now. So convenient. Amen.
The Kumars are packing up their house.
Finished?
Mr. Kumar's holding an armful of bits and pieces from the house when he notices Mina standing looking out over the fields. He puts the things down and walks towards her. He comes to stand by her side, but she doesn't look round and continues staring at the countryside.
Ready, Mina?
Ready.
Still, they don't move. As the family drive away, Mina looks out of the back window.
Bye-bye, house. Say bye-bye. Do you want to say bye-bye to our house? Slow down. Say bye-bye.
Anita hurries out of her house carrying the diary.
Stop!
Where are you
getting out?
The two friends run towards each other and throw their arms around one another.
I came to your house loads of times. I thought you weren't going to enter, and I was like, come hurry up.
I didn't get all of it, like. But what you wrote? You was busting.
Are you saying sorry?
I said you make busting stories. Even the bits that hurt were good. Yeah.
I write good letters too.
I've never read a letter. Never wrote one over.
Have a go, wench.
Anita holds on to the diary for a moment longer, then offers it to Mina, who takes it. She looks from the book to her friend, then reluctantly heads back to the car. Mr. Kumar pulls back the driver's seat to let her in. He smiles at Anita, who stands in the road and sadly watches them as they drive away.
I wrote Anita a letter. Just the one. Because I got really busy with the new house and new school, so I didn't much mind that Nita never wrote back. Then at Christmas, I got a card from Nita. A fat Santa saying Merry Christmas. She crossed out the Christmas bit and written Merry Diwali. Spelled wrong, of course. And a curly signature with three kisses underneath. I use it as a bookmark, so when I close the book, Nita's there, inside every story, with me.
A banner outside the church reads, "Welcome to our new minister."
Oh yeah, we also got a postcard from Uncle Alan in India.
I'll stand up straight, don't pick your noses.
He said he was over his dysentery and his best friend from vicar school is going to be Tollington's new minister.
Mrs. Ormerod's baked a cake.
Which Uncle Alan says proves beyond a doubt that God definitely has a sense of humour.
She freezes when the new black minister steps out of his car and beams at her.
Okay, Mina, for you.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Naughty woman, saying everything is groovy when your tires are flat.
Very modern.
Flies in your pea soup, baby. They're waving at me. Anything you want is yours now. Only nothing's for free. Life's gonna get you someday. Just wait and see. So open up your beach umbrella while you're watching TV. Obvious.